Well, howdy! This podcast is a proud member of the PodCon Go Network. PodCon Go, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone.
Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a treknet and a waterproof jacket. It's time for a story. Today's story is A Fish and a Gift by Liesl Jobson. One special Friday, Yusuf's father gets dressed before a flicker of light brightens the sky. He pulls on his heavy weatherproof jacket and the green woolen cap that covers his ears. He waves his boy goodbye. Yusuf's eyes brighten when Papa says,
"Today is the day I will catch a fish and bring a gift home for you."
A fish and a gift? Oh, what will it be? Papa cycles down to Mutzenberg Beach. Squeak, squeak go the wheels, all the way to Surfer's Corner. Gulls circle the sky.
"What? What? What?"
they cry.
"What will you bring back for Yusuf?"
Papa rings his bell.
"Wait and see what it will be."
The fishermen watch the sun rise. They check their nets. They check their oars. They listen to the wind. They drag their boats down to the water. Yusuf's grandfather, Opa Sali, was a treknet fisherman. Before him, his father, Opa Grotje Ridwan, knew the sea too. The boat rides into the waves. Papa's arms stretch to the oar. His leg braces against the side. His neck strains. His back muscles ripple. Papa sings as he works.
"Drop and swish, find a fish, pull and plop, don't you stop."
All day long, Yusuf looks at the sky. It's bright and clear and windless. A fish and a gift. What will Papa bring home from the sea? Sometimes he brings a beautiful shell. Sometimes he brings a jewel-green bottle rinsed by the waves. Some days, Yusuf's father brings a story, like the time they found sea turtles on the sand, hundreds washed up in a storm.
"What? What? What?"
cried the gulls.
"What will you do to help the turtles?"
Papa said,
"We saved those turtles. I tell you straight. We sent them back to the ocean, every last one."
Always, Papa brings a song. He sings the song when he pulls the oars. He sings the song when he pulls the nets. He sings the song as he winds the ropes. He sings the song as he cycles home.
"Drop and swish. Find a fish, pull and plop, don't you stop."
Oma Safiya wants a nice fat yellowtail for her supper. Mother wants a new dress.
"Don't be silly," says Oma. "You'll be lucky if they catch even a tiny crab. More likely, it will be Fishtail Friday. There's not so many fish left in the sea."
Yusuf holds Oma's hand. They cross the road at the bathing cabins.
"What? What? What?"
cry the gulls perched on the bright rooftops.
"What is for supper?"
Last year, the fishermen fought with the surfers. Angry fists and shouting words.
"What? What? What?"
cried the gulls.
There's enough sea for everybody, said Yusuf's father.
He showed them the fishing license that had been Opa Sali's.
Waves for all. Water for free.
Oma Safiya watches through her binoculars, her fingers curled in curiosity. The shark siren sounds. Swimmers run back to the sand and grab their towels. Surfers rush to the shore, carrying their boards under their arms. Under the showers, they strip off their wetsuits.
What? What? What?
Cry the gulls.
What will Yusuf's father bring from the ocean?
Yusuf's father and uncle and cousins heave and pull. A little shark has been caught. It twists and thrashes in the waves. Yusuf's father untangles the nets, singing to the shark.
Drop and swish, find a fish, pull and plop, don't you stop.
When the shark at last is free, it streaks back into the waves, leaving only one fat yellowtail in the net. Oma Safiya will be pleased. The men pull the boat in and coil up the cables. A hard white triangle catches Papa's finger.
What? What? What?
Cry the gulls.
What did you bring back for Yusuf?
As the sun goes down, Papa answers the gulls.
A lucky shark tooth for my boy.
At home, Yusuf holds his gift up to the stars. One of the things that I find interesting about this story is the way the fishermen have trouble getting along with the surfers. Both the fishermen and the surfers want to use the same beach at the same time. The surfers want to go out on their surfboards and ride on the waves. The fishermen want to get in their boats and sail their boats out, 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 past the surfers, and then put their nets down in the water. Then they slowly drag their nets back to the beach. And they're hoping to catch some fish along the way. It's when they're bringing their nets back to the beach that they might have a problem with the surfers. They certainly don't want the surfers to get caught in their nets. That's where the shark alarm comes in. Did you notice that in the story? Every once in a while, someone sees a real shark in the water. Sharks live in the water. But every once in a while, a shark could get confused and bite a person. So, when people see a shark in the water, they ring the shark alarm. And anyone swimming or surfing in the water gets out of the water and waits on the beach until the shark goes away. That's what they do when the fishermen are bringing in their nets, too. When it's time to bring the nets up onto the beach, they sound the shark alarm. And anyone swimming or surfing gets out of the water, just like they would if there was a shark. But instead, they're getting out of the water so that they don't get caught in the fishermen's nets like a fish. Sometimes this is annoying to the surfers and the swimmers. They don't want to stop playing in the water. But it's important that they share the water with the fishermen, too. So, the shark alarm lets them take turns. And hopefully, that will work for everyone. Sharing and taking turns can be hard for kids. And it can be hard for grown-ups, too. It's hard for all kinds of people when we want the same thing at the same time. But usually, if we talk to each other, we can work something out. A way to share the beach, like the swimmers and the surfers and the fishermen did. A Fish and a Gift by Liesl Jobson was written as part of the Book Dash program. Book Dash is making books available to children across South Africa and around the world by bringing together volunteers who write books, illustrate books, print, and distribute them to kids. In English, and in multiple South African languages. They also make their books available online for anyone to read and share with anyone else on a Creative Commons license. I found A Fish and a Gift on the Storyweaver website that brings together books for children from all around the world to make stories available in so many languages. If you like stories, I encourage you to check out bookdash.org, as well as storyweaver.org.in. Thanks for listening to Elderberry Tales. I'll see you next week.